Hello, hello to all my friends, and welcome to Anatomy of the Heart. My name is Stephanie, and each week we are going to dive into a time where we take a moment to pause and take a deep breath, allowing for God to fill us with His glory. This is a time for us to take an inventory of our hearts, to get ready to grow in our faith each day. So join me as I share weekly devotionals for the imperfect, tired, yet fully capable in the eyes of our Father. Hey guys, I would love to hear what is on your heart. I would love to hear what the Lord has been speaking to you, especially if you've been listening to the podcast. I want to know where God has shined a light in the darkness, encouragement, or maybe a word that the Lord has spoke through me for you. So please get on to Instagram, Anatomy of the Heart. Send me a message, and I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, so if you are a mother or a father, if you've ever been in a store and your child has kind of gone astray, you know, especially as a mom, I think that like when I would lose my child, I would be frantic looking for my lost child in the store. You know, it's a common reaction to possibly freak out, start calling out your child's name, saying their name over and over loudly. The child knows their name, but anyone around you hoping to be able to help you, they don't. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were saying in the event that something like this should happen to you, instead of calling out their name, you should give a description instead. Like, I'm missing my 5-year-old little boy. He's wearing a red shirt and black shorts. Because when you give others around you a visual description of what they look like, then you're likely to find them faster that way. And As I was listening to this, I was imagining how the Lord feels when we are lost, we're gone astray, when we have once again lost our way, gone off path. It's as if He's running down the aisle like a frantic father calling out for us to safely return to Him. I've lost my daughter, help. I've lost my son, please help. They're caring, passionate, loving, chosen, redeemed, a new creation, forgiven, unique, special, strong, precious. Can anyone help me find them, please? And we are so easily distracted in life. We become so easily rooted off course. We are with exactly who we need to be, which is our Heavenly Father. Yet, like a child in a store, our eyes see a shiny new toy and we become so curious and we gravitate towards it. My question to you is God looking for you? Do you believe that? In 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them who is perfect towards Him." He looks for us, guys. He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to stay near Him. He doesn't want us to wander from His sight. It's such a peaceful and wonderful thought, knowing that God is always watching over us. He's guiding us. He's trying to keep us safe from harm. And the Lord is like that parent paying close attention to His child. He knows we are like helpless sheep that has to be watched continually so we don't easily go astray. I want to read to you a couple of verses in the book of Psalms. Psalms 32:8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." In Psalms 121:8, it says, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Now, the child who wanders off, they become so distracted with whatever item they look at. They can't stop to look and play with it. They just can't help it. And at times, they become so involved and interested in the toy that they can't even hear their mom or their dad calling for them. Or maybe they do hear, but they're choosing to ignore it because of whatever they want to do. They don't want to stop whatever they're doing. I know that that is something that, quite frankly, happens for my kids. I'll call for them, I'll tell them to do something, and I know they can hear me, but they're just choosing to ignore my instructions. The child has to listen for their parents' voice in order to navigate and find their way back to them. But to hear a Heavenly Father, you have to desire, to want, to listen for His call, to look desperately for Him. In 1 Chronicles 28:9 and 2 Chronicles 15:2, they both say that if you seek Him, He will be found by you. Stop looking at that new toy. Stop being distracted by your body, your money, your circumstances. And hey, listen, I know it's not easy to do that at times. And the enemy will try every way to find a way to fight you. If you don't stop and try to overturn those moments, you will miss those important descriptions as He calls out who you are. You are chosen, a child of God, redeemed, royalty, a new creation, loved, forgiving, unique, special, strong, and precious. He's looking for you guys. You just have to listen. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for always looking for us when we lose our way. We thank you for that. If we try to live our lives without you, we will fall for sure. When we don't know which way to return or go, we ask that you would help guide us. We don't want to go anywhere that you aren't present. Protect us each day from harm and direct our steps. You are holy. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Daddy. Amen. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to Anatomy of the Heart. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, make sure to share and follow with all of your friends.